The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Yeah, we one more hour. You only have to tolerate one more hour. That's it. And then you're free for the weekend. I am so glad that you have joined us this afternoon. Thank you so very, very much. It was a short week because Monday was a holiday. And so you were listening to a best of on Monday. So a little, short day, short week anyway. But we have now successfully navigated to Friday. One more hour, all of us here are out of here. Well, actually, everybody here is out of here already anyway. The office closes officially at 5 o'clock. So usually, when Jeff and I are done, everybody's gone anyway. So, and especially on Fridays. So, anyway, welcome to the program. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we haven't dipped into the weird and wacky file for a while. And boy, have we dipped deep, deep, deep into the weird and wacky file today. But this is a real story. This isn't the Babylon Bee. This is not a parody. This is real. It's a story of David Dixon, who is senior pastor of Kingdom City Life Empowerment Church in North Carolina. Well, he had what he referred to as a fiery worship service recently, and he posted parts of the worship service on Facebook Live, and a guy named Larry Reed got a hold of it. He's got a radio show. I've never heard of him. Larry Reed, R-E-I-D. Larry Reed Live is the name of the show. Who in the world would ever have a radio show with their name and live on the end? I mean, that's nuts. Larry Reed Live. Who would do that? Oh, anyway, his radio show is Larry Reed Live. He saw this Facebook Live video of David Dixon, senior pastor of Kingdom City Life Empowerment Church. That's a mouthful. In North Carolina. And he played it on his radio program, and it has gone viral. Why? Well, David Dixon decided that he needed to cast out some demons. Well, that's not that unusual. I mean, the majority of churches aren't involved in casting out demons every Sunday, but there are those. Not as many as there used to be, but they're still there. But what made this service unusual was not the fact that the pastor was casting out demons, but the way in which he was casting out demons. He was using Renuzit Tri-Shield Odor Protection Spray. Air freshener. Yeah. Air freshener. Well, evidently, this Larry Reed, who played this on his program and it went viral. He implied that this guy was trying to cast out demons with Clorox by spraying Clorox. Well, David Dixon, senior pastor of Kingdom City Life Empowerment Church in North Carolina, was quite offended. And he wanted to make it clear. That was silly. That was foolish. That was ridiculous. Who in their right mind would try to cast out demons by spraying Clorox? So he wanted the entire world to know he was not using Clorox. He was using Pure Breeze. And I'm looking at the bottle. This guy put out another video. He did a Facebook video to set the record straight. It's Pure Breeze Renews It Tri-Shield Odor Protection. Eliminates your toughest odors. Good on air, fabric, and cars. Like I said, this is not the Babylon Bee. This actually happened. David Dixon, the senior pastor, went on Facebook Live and he said, and I am quoting, "No! I was not spraying Clorox. No, I wasn't spraying oil. No, I wasn't spraying water. No, it wasn't in a Windex bottle. It was a very expensive brand of odor protection eater, and I will now show you the bottle." And on the video, he holds up the bottle. By the way, somebody did a little research. This Renews It bottle cost $4. "It was a very expensive brand of odor protection eater, and I will show you the bottle," he said. And then he went on. He said, and I'm quoting, "This is the bottle that I was spraying. This is the odor spray that was being sprayed to get the spirits out. What was in this bottle is what was bought that came in this bottle. The odor spray. It does not say anything about Windex. There is no Windex. This is the spray that I had in my hand spraying. As you can see, I am spraying it now," as he demonstrated by spraying it towards the camera on Facebook. "Those of you who do not know anything about deliverance, then you should go to a church that deals with deliverance all the time, and you will find out what deliverance really is." He went on to explain that while he was also... Oh, my goodness, you can't make this up. He went on to explain he was also trying to use the spray to fight odors coming from, and I'm quoting, "many things such as armpits, breath, all of that. But it was also to combat the aroma of deliverance. I am bishop in the Lord's church. If you were here at the service that occurred last night, you would therefore understand and be understanding of what was going on in the service. Deliverance was taking place. The man of God had been working, and we'd been working together in deliverance. Deliverance has a look, it has a sound, and yes, it has a smell. Yes, yes, it does. Deliverance was very strongly going forth that night." He said he was in the back of the church cleaning up the deliverance smell while the church service was underway because he didn't want the deliverance aroma to sit in. Quote, "You don't allow spirits to lay dormant. Even if deliverance is not taking place in my church, I don't allow spirits to lay dormant. We spirits will clean my church after every service because you don't want to give the enemy room to do what he does." And then he went on to say, and finishing his video, "I'm not a novice to being in the bishopric. I'm not a novice to being a pastor. I'm not a novice to being a prophet. I'm not a novice to being an evangelist. I'm not a novice to ministry. I grew up in ministry." As he continued to spray his Renews It Tri-Shield Odor Protection. So now, folks, you know, if you're dealing with evil spirits or smelly armpits, Renews It Tri-Shield Odor Protection will take care of both. Evil spirits or smelly armpits. No, the folks at Renews It Tri-Shield Odor Protection did not pay me to cover that segment. May I say once again, this is not the Babylon Bee. This guy really exists. His church in North Carolina really exists. And yes, he honestly believes he can drive out evil spirits with air freshener. I will not say anything more about that story. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, did you know the folks at the Ark Encounter has sued their insurance company? This is true also. I'm not making this one up either. You got to hear this. I love the people at the Ark Encounter, but you got to hear this story if you haven't already when we come back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and I welcome Al in Westerville. How are you, Al?
Doing well, Bob. Doing well for this last Friday in May, the original Memorial Day.
Yeah. Hey, Al, I've got a story here I want to deal with, but I wanted to go to you because I know how angry you get if I don't go to you immediately. And, and we both live in Westerville, and I was a little afraid, so I wanted to go to you. But before I allow you to speak, have you heard about the lawsuit that the folks at Ark Encounter have undertaken?
We drove past Ark Encounter when we were going down to Tennessee beginning of May, and I heard about that. I mean, that is
have you heard about it?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Well, I just drove by last weekend going down to Gatlinburg and back. So I drove by and back, but I had not heard about this story. Do you want to tell the listeners? Do you want me to tell them what it's all about?
Oh, this is lovely. It seems the insurance company, there was flooding at the Ark Encounter.
Yes, the lawsuit from the Ark Encounter is about a flood.
A flood. I think it's oh, it is so rich.
How does it get any better than that? The Ark Encounter has sued their insurance company because they won't pay damage caused by a flood. I'm not making it up. They would not pay for over $1 million in damages from excessive rain. Al, that is just, that's delicious.
I wonder. You know, I would like to be a fly on the wall in Dan Ham's office and just see the look on his face and think of the irony.
When his attorneys come to him and say, "Ken, we need to sue the insurance company about this flood." All right. Anyway, it occurred back in 2017. Excessive rainfall caused a significant landslide, damaged a barrier along the road coming in, and the insurance company refused to pay. So the Ark Encounter is suing the insurance company for over $1 million because of damage caused by a flood. All right, Al, what's on your mind now that we've gotten that out of the way?
Oh, well, you know, you were hurting my brain when you were talking about the pastor with the spray. It's like Windex.
Windex. He got mad when people said it was Windex. It was Renews-It.
Renews-It. So he's using an odor spray to chase out demons.
That's exactly right.
I wonder if it'll work on aliens.
Well, I don't know. But the next, you better get a bottle of Renews-It for the next time you see aliens, and you can try, and then when you find out, call me and let me know.
Well, when I drive through Roswell this summer, I think I'll go by the UFO Museum.
All right. You wanted to talk about darling Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, darling Nancy is a genius.
Yes.
She truly is. She is letting the crazy radicals in the Democratic Party go and come and push for impeachment. I've talked to friends of mine who are constitutional lawyers One of them, you know, and she's letting them destroy themselves. And in the process of doing that, she's destroying the Democratic Party. But she is pre-positioning. This is brilliant, Bob. This is brilliant pre-positioning, because if you look at the Democratic field, the early Democratic field of 25, 30, how many, you know, it's like who's not running for the Democratic nomination. She's pre-positioning it. So good old Joe Biden.
Yes.
Biden, because it's going to be Joe's chance because Hillary is persona non grata and they're tired of her.
Yeah.
It is so genius. It is so genius. And I just.
Well, I think it's hysterical because Nancy Pelosi has made it abundantly clear now for months that they should not impeach Trump. They shouldn't. She doesn't want to. But the radicals in her own party are forcing her to do it. And I think they're going to do it, Al. And this will be the greatest thing that ever happened to Trump. I believe that.
It will be a gift,
just like it was to the Republican or to the Democrats with Bill Clinton.
Billy.
Yeah. It's going to be Clinton all over again. And I think if the Democrats in the House of Representatives impeach Trump, and if they do, they'll impeach him. If they bring it up for impeachment, they got enough votes. They will impeach him. Then it will go to the Senate. He will be acquitted, and it will be a gift to Donald Trump, and it will almost assure his election, his reelection, I think, anyway. But what do I know?
It'll be interesting to see. It keeps getting more and more interesting. Keep an eye on the Golan Heights this weekend.
Okay.
Just keep an eye.
I know you've got inside information, so keep an eye on the Golan Heights.
Yes, either this weekend, next weekend, but soon.
All right. Well, it's a fascinating place. I was there a year ago this past November, and
I know I saw the pictures you sent.
We could hear the mortar fire off across the valley while we were standing there. We could hear it. All right, we'll keep an eye on it, and Monday or Tuesday you can check in and let us know. All right.
Well, we will see.
All right, Al.
My best to Joy. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, thank you. You as well. Now, Al is a bit of a name dropper. He is. Al is a bit of a name dropper, and I think he would admit it. But he knows them all. Al knows everybody. I am amazed at how many people Al knows. If there's anybody in Washington, D.C. or the military, Al knows them. He really does. We have an incredible audience. Hey, when we come back, an unbelievable story from the world of medicine and science. Fascinating. When we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.